It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Closing statements are expected tomorrow in the federal corruption trial of John Wiley Price. The Dallas Morning News reports U.S. District Judge Barbara Lynn had expressed concerns earlier today about the government's case against the longtime Dallas County Commissioner. She indicated she might throw out the bribery and fraud charges against him, but the judge decided later today to let the jury consider all of the counts against him. Prosecutors say Price accepted nearly $1 million in bribes in exchange for insider information and his vote on certain contracts. Price has pleaded not guilty. Redistricting in Texas has been in flux over the past several years. When voter maps were drawn in 2011, minority advocacy groups did not like them. Just last month, a panel of federal judges ruled three Texas congressional districts were illegal. I got one of our listeners wondering, what's the latest with voting maps in Texas? As part of our statewide Texas Decide series, Ryan Poppy reports on what's in store for redistricting.
After all these years, it's not surprising many Texans feel like Lelina Fisher, a graphic designer from Austin. Here's what she told us.
I've been wondering about the current status of Texas redistricting. With all the drawn and redrawn maps, the court cases, the appeals, and all the time that has elapsed, it's easy to lose track of this fundamentally important issue.
To understand where we're headed, let's look at where we've been. Minority advocacy groups sued the state in response to the maps the legislature approved in 2011. But the 2012 election was just around the corner, so a federal court implemented its own interim maps. The legislature liked those maps and officially adopted them during the 2013 legislative session. Problem solved, right? No. People like former State Representative Trey Martinez Fisher say those maps still intentionally diluted what had been traditional concentrations of Latino and African American voters.
In this instance, they said, well, let's draw some districts that look like they're minority opportunity districts, but they'll never have the opportunity because we can tell from election data that it'll never elect a candidate of its choice.
Cue another lawsuit. Martinez Fisher sits on the board of the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus and led the 2013 lawsuit against the state. Republican lawmakers disputed the lawsuit's claims. They said the maps the court had drawn were sufficient and should stand. Since then, the issue's kind of been in limbo. When Texans voted for their state house and congressional reps in 2014, they used those maps. The case was just sitting in federal court until this past March.
Federal judges could change the congressman who represents you. They decided in a 2-to-1 vote last night, three Texas congressional districts were drawn illegally.
That's when a three-judge panel from San Antonio decided that Texas's congressional redistricting efforts were intentionally drawn to discriminate against minority voters. According to Rafael Enchia, a Dallas Democrat who leads the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus, it happened in a few ways.
Whether they adopted in some areas of the state a packing technique that packed minorities into districts to dilute their voting strength, or they crack them in a way like you might do a wagon wheel where you take a concentrated community and you break it up into multiple districts.
Anchia, Fisher, and the rest of Malik are still in court, scrambling to neutralize the maps before voters go to the polls in 2018. So what happens now? After last month's decision by the federal court in San Antonio, they called the state and plaintiffs groups to court on April 27th. They'll try to figure out if there's a quick way they could remedy the situation. If not, they could order the legislature to handle it. But Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who presides over the Senate, has said that he doesn't see the need for the legislature to get involved until after the release of the next U.S. Census in 2020.
We will be back in session very shortly, in 2 years. That will be the session that begins to prepare us for the in 2021 for the new map. So I don't see any move to do that this session.
House lawmakers agree with him. They voted against dealing with redistricting this year. That's why Nina Perales, the lead attorney in the current lawsuit, says what happens next will come from the federal court system, not the state legislature. And they're running out of time.
Candidate filing opens in November 2017. We have to have lines drawn in time for the start of candidate filing this fall. And so there's a lot of time pressure on the court right now to make some decisions before the election schedule overtakes us.
Otherwise, Perales says, the federal district court in San Antonio will have to delay the start of the 2018 election. As for those disputed 2013 House maps, the court is expected to release its opinion on them by the end of this month. Reporting in Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.
Another election day is approaching. Cities, school districts, and other local governments across North Texas are gearing up for municipal elections on May 6th. Early voting starts next Monday. KERA's Christopher Connolly sat down with Eric Austin to talk about some of the races in Tarrant County.
So, Chris, you've spent some time doing some tallying, and there's a ton going on across Tarrant County.
Yeah, there are elections for more than 28 different school board seats in districts across Tarrant County. For city councils, a whopping 72 council seats are on ballots. And a lot of municipalities are electing mayors, 14 of them, including Fort Worth and Arlington.
That's a pretty full field of candidates this time around. That's pretty unusual, right?
It's true. Political watchers have been commenting on just how crowded the ballots are this year, especially in Fort Worth, where some council races have as many as four different contenders.
Let's stay in Fort Worth for a minute. Mayor Betsy Price has a challenger for the first time since she was elected back in 2011. This year, she has a challenger, but this is his first political race.
Right. His name is Chris Nettles. He's a 29-year-old county court clerk and also a pastor, and he's facing kind of an uphill battle. Price is pretty popular, and she's raised a ton of money, nearly $500,000 for the race. Nettles has raised just $4,500 as of the last campaign filing. In this race, he's been focusing on building support among younger folks, especially, and he's pitching himself as someone who can bring fresh ideas to City Hall.
Probably the most heated race in Fort Worth is for a council seat on the north side, Councilman Sal Espino's seat. Espino announced last fall that he's stepping down after years of serving on the council.
Right, and there are four contenders to replace him. There's an aerospace engineer named Carlos Flores, who is the establishment pick. Espino and the mayor and the school board president have all thrown their support behind him. And Flores has also raised the most money in the race. Steve Thornton is running close behind him in that money race. He's a retired firefighter who challenged Espino in 2015, but narrowly lost. Then there's a former UNT Health Sciences Center executive, Jennifer Trevino. She served on a handful of boards and committees in the city over the years, and she'd also be the first Latina on the city council if she was elected. Tony Perez, a realtor, rounds out the list.
Now, Chris, it's not just candidates that are up for election in Tarrant County. Talk about the local tax and bond elections that are on the ballot.
Yeah, there are a lot of money questions. There are bond elections in four cities to pay for things like infrastructure and community centers. Six cities want to raise or extend sales taxes to pay for city services. And four school districts have bond elections to pay for more than $1.6 billion of school construction and improvement. We're talking about Carroll, Louisville, Mansfield, and Northwest ISDs there.
And in Arlington, that's the second biggest city in Tarrant County. There's an issue on the ballot regarding firefighters. Tell me more about that.
The question in Proposition 2 is whether Arlington should set up a civil service commission to govern personnel decisions for the city's firefighters. They petitioned for this. The Firefighters Association wants a civil service system to take decisions on things like promotions out of the hands of the fire chief and management. But Arlington Mayor Jeff Williams and most of the city council have come out against the proposition. They're worried that it would raise costs.
Now, what's noteworthy about many of these municipal elections is that voter turnout is tiny.
Right, that's true. For example, the last time there was a contested mayor's race in Fort Worth, just about 10% of registered voters showed up. So put another way, that's 90% of registered voters in Fort Worth that didn't vote for mayor. So in some of these municipal elections, just a few votes can make a huge difference and really swing an election.
That's KERA's Christopher Connolly. Chris, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
Previous flash flood warnings and advisories have expired, but we're still in store for a 50% chance for storms this evening. There might be some heavy rainfall. Tomorrow looks to be mostly sunny with high near 83. It's currently 65 degrees in Dallas, 62 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.